We are shown by Jesus how we can treat people well, especially vulnerable people. And in today's Bible passage, that one read just now, please keep it open if you've got it there, and do turn to it if you'd like to. It'll help you follow the sermon. Page 47 in the New Testament section, chapter 10, verse 13. Chapter 10, the chapter numbers are the big numbers every page or two. The verse numbers are the little numbers in amongst the sentences. Chapter 10, verse 13. I'll read it again and then pray. People were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your example. Please help us to understand your word and follow your example. Amen. Well, today's passage was from the time in Jesus' ministry when he attracted very large crowds. The 12 disciples, his closest followers, ended up at this stage being a bit like bouncers, you know, creating a bit of a barrier and just letting through a few people at a time so that Jesus could talk and pray with people. Jesus wanted to get to know people, as many people as possible. And then Jesus noticed something. People were bringing little children for Jesus to cradle and pray for, but the disciples weren't letting them through. And when Jesus saw this, he was so unimpressed that he went over to give his disciples a little lesson. "Let the little children come to me," he said. "Do not stop them." Because Jesus wants to meet everyone. No one should be left out. Jesus is for everyone, from the youngest to the oldest and everyone in between. Everyone should be helped to meet Jesus, including little children. I think there are some people in our society who seem to think children should be kept away from Christianity so that they can make their own minds up, which is what is said. But they can't make their minds up about something they haven't been shown. Everyone needs to meet Jesus and hear his words and see his example in order to make a sensible decision on whether to follow or not. And that includes children as well as everybody else. In this church, we run good toddler groups so that parents can see that Jesus wants to us to treat children well. And we run good Sunday children's groups and midweek clubs so that parents can be helped to do the best for their children, which includes introducing them to Jesus. But Jesus doesn't leave it there. He says this in verse 14. "Let the little children come to me, do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." How can we treat children well? Jesus doesn't give us a manual, but he shows us an important principle. We can learn from little children by becoming more like them. And that's part of treating children well. And here, again, Jesus is going against the flow of many in our society. People in our media are often saying we must help children become adults quicker. And there's a loud campaign to bring more complex sex education to all schools, including primary schools at the moment. And campaign saying that we need to warn children what not to do on the internet, in schools. I'm not totally convinced by these campaigns to introduce children to more of the adult world. Because my experience of what happens if you suggest things which are just for adults, or educate a child in what not to do, is that they're more likely to go off and do it sooner. We need to be so careful not to make things worse for children. And Jesus says what needs to happen is that adults need to learn from children how to be childlike. Not educating younger and younger children to be more like adults, but showing more adults how to be like children. Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as them that the kingdom of God belongs. So Jesus is saying to everyone, be like a child, and God's kingdom belongs to you. Now, please don't get Jesus wrong. He's not saying that you must be more childish. That has its place. But that's not what he's saying. He is saying you must be more childlike. And let's look for clues to see what exactly he means by that. What does Jesus say in verse 15? Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. So we need to be more childlike, Jesus is saying, at receiving. What can children show adults about receiving? Well, I don't know what Christmas is like in your household, but in my family, the little children are very good at receiving. They look forward to receiving gifts. They get up very early on Christmas morning. They are that keen to receive. And when they open the gifts, they do it right away and start playing with the gifts straight away. They are good, very good at receiving gifts. What about the adults in my household, my family? Should we open our presents? Oh, let's do it later. Oh, if we must. Oh, I suppose we should then. You first. Oh, no, you shouldn't have. Oh, dear. I didn't spend that on you. Adults, we're no good at receiving gifts well. Because it seems that too much of the time we feel we must earn them or exchange something. Adults are too sophisticated or too proud to receive well. And so we need to learn it. And who do we learn it from? From little children. We need to learn it if we want to be right with God, is what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, if we want to go to heaven, we need to learn how to receive this free gift. If we want to enter the kingdom of God, we must receive it as a free gift, like a child. Because we don't earn a place in heaven. We need to be like a little child who has nothing to give at Christmas and recognizes it. We can only receive God's salvation as a free gift given by Jesus through his death and resurrection. We can't earn it. We can only come to Jesus and receive it from him as a gift, freely given, and to be received like a child, gratefully, enthusiastically, happily, usefully. That's what Jesus invites us all to do. Whether we're young, or whether we're old, or whether we're somewhere in between. He is the King of God's kingdom, and he offers salvation as a free gift in order that we might enter his kingdom. Many people today wish you could choose your leader individually, I've noticed recently. There's widespread disillusionment with leaders. So some anti-Trump campaigners wish they could become Canadians and have a different leader, one who they would choose. Is it the Dutch politician in charge of the EU Brexit negotiations from the EU side wants to offer Britons the option of individual EU membership? Might be a bit more straightforward for us if we could each choose our leader. In politics, it's never that easy. In society, it doesn't work like that. But in relation to the God of the universe, we can. We can choose Jesus as our King by receiving the free gift of his salvation and living for him. Wherever we are, wherever we're up to. If we become like little children, humble ourselves, recognize that it's not to do with our strength or our goodness or our wealth or our knowledge, but it's to do with Jesus, his love for us, for you and for me. It's to do with Jesus, his free gift of salvation. A new life achieved by his death and resurrection from death to life. It's to do with Jesus, and Jesus is a King who is worth bowing to and giving your life to. If you haven't yet, will you do that? Children are not to be rushed into adulthood. They are to be childlike in order to show us how to be childlike. And we need showing in order to be in God's kingdom. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that as your word is read, we hear your voice. Please, Lord, help us to receive what you say and to receive the gift of salvation that you offer, that our lives might be transformed and lived for you. Amen.